From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. A man whose donations have helped promote a business program at the University of Missouri has donated another $6 million to assure the program's future. The university announced the latest donation from Harry Cornell, who helped establish the Cornell Leadership Program at the university. Cornell's previous donations had supported construction of Cornell Hall, the main building for the Trulask College of Business, and in 2006 helped establish the Cornell Leadership Program, which provides high-performing business students with opportunities for education and leadership development. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Cornell's latest donation will help recruit and educate top business students. It brings the total amount of Cornell's donations to more than $13 million. A plan to use bonds for repairs to the Missouri Capitol, universities, and other state-owned buildings is moving forward. A House committee this week outlined how to spend more than $300 million in bonds for building maintenance and new construction. Projects include about $160 million for colleges and universities. Another $140 million would pay for the state building repairs, including $40 million for the Capitol. But a proposed $15 million cut in general revenue for state park construction and renovation threatens to derail the plan. Republican Senator Mike Parson drafted a list of House senators would like to spend the money and said he plans to push to keep park funding. The legislation still needs full House and Senate approval, and lawmakers are short on time. They have until May 8th. Lake sturgeon are spawning again in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation has confirmed the giant state endangered fish has reproduced in the wild. The department's Dan Zarlinga says this is the first time state biologists have confirmed natural reproduction since they began reintroducing the fish to Missouri rivers in 1984.
These fish have to have the right river conditions. They have to reach the reproductive maturity age. And these fish do not spawn every year. And all these things have come together finally after 30 years of work and restoration to where they're actually spawning in the wild now.
Lake sturgeon can live more than 100 years and weigh up to 300 pounds. It takes 25 to 30 years for a hatchling to reach reproductive maturity. A symposium designed to discuss the country's nuclear strategy opens today at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg. The Strategic Deterrence in the 21st Century Symposium will feature Admiral Cecil Haney as keynote speaker, as well as several other nuclear experts. Haney commands the United States Strategic Command. The symposium is organized by the Washington-based Strategic Deterrent Coalition. Its chairman, Joe Scowlorenz, says the speakers will share ideas on strategies for nuclear deterrence in the 21st century. The Warrensburg Daily Star Journal reports that Warrensburg is the first community to host the symposium sponsored by the nonprofit, nonpartisan Strategic Deterrence Coalition. The city is 15 miles from Whiteman Air Force Base, which is home to the B-2 stealth bomber. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.